Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with the transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, I may be a record geek, but right about now I'm feeling like a boss jock. That may be because the 45 I'm playing is called Boss by a group called the Rumblers, kicking off my Relics and Rarity show. Day the Rave, you're a true record geek. Here in the No Static Attic with those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Had a lot of very cool instrumentals. They did the Rumblers, and that's from 1962. It's called Boss, and our Boss record that was just climbing up the charts this very week in 66. Yes, it was a pick hit on WMCA New York.
Let's go.
know I'm blasting the speakers here in the No Static Attic. I love that record on the Bang record label. Eventually climbing the national charts on the Billboard charts at number 22, the McCoys, and Come On, Let's Go. Are you ready to work out today?
Hey, you. Come on, here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out.
Yeah, that's for sure. Love that record there from Jackie Wilson. Record that was high on the charts. High on the charts right around this time in 1963. Not just any kind of a workout. I'm talking about a Motown workout.
Break it down, girl.
I told you, it's not just any kind of a workout. It's a Motown workout. The group called the Shanes out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That came out on the PV record label. And good luck trying to find a copy of that record. Of course, this is one of my favorite Motown songs. Oh, yeah, from late 1962, Mr. Marvin Gaye on the Relics and Rarities Show. Marvin Gaye records, late 62. I love it. It's talking about yours truly, Dave the Rave. I'm a stubborn kind of fella. I am, that's for sure. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot.
Why must you keep breaking my heart when it belongs to you? Must you tear down my dreams when you know they're good things? Tell me why, honey, for your love alone, do I keep growing stronger? Do you wanna hurt yourself? Oh, I don't know.
keep asking that question. Sometimes they just don't tell you why. They just tell you it's all over. You get that Dear John letter in the mail. That is from 1968 on the Ovide record label out of Houston, Texas, which was kind of a really cool soul label down there in Houston, Texas. In fact, some of those very early Archie Bell and the Drell 45s came out on the Ovide record label. The Entertainers and a great tune called Why. It's a Day of the Rave Sure Shot record.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with the girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure picked a bad time to be in love.
Which made its debut on the Billboard charts this very week in April of 1975. Grand Funk and Bad Time to Be in Love. That seems like it's always a bad time for Dave the Rave. I guess it just hurts when you're a record geek.
We'll be right back.
Killer 45, Killer Garage Sound, and most people don't know that record. That's why you gotta tune into the Relics and Rarity Show on the Impression record label. Yeah. A group called The Dirty Shames and a tune called I Don't Care.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Somewhere deep in the heart of Jersey, there's a guy with a huge record collection, a microphone, and a homemade antenna broadcasting to the world. That man is Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
One of my favorites here from the Turtles. Late spring of 1967, She'd Rather Be With Me, and, well, yes, not just me, but nobody but you.
Nobody.
nobody but Dave the Rave is on a mission to bring you some of those great 45s that you probably never heard before from the fall of 1969 on the Roulette record label. That is Esther Phillips. Esther Phillips and a cool record called Nobody But You. Here's one for Tony Seward Gray, All the Lunatics.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you.
Hermits, Hermits, led by Mr. Peter Noon, who still is like one of the most amazing guys in concert. If you've never seen Peter Noon in concert, definitely check out a Peter Noon show. There's a kind of a hush. Well, there's a little bit of a hush here in the No Static Attic, but I kind of expected. I said last week that the Mystery Oldie from last week was a real difficult record. I didn't think anybody was going to get this right. Here was the 45 that we played last week. Just about every week we play a record, and you get one guess only, and you got to tell me who's doing the record. We played just for fun. Here was last week's Mystery Oldie 45.
Your company, yeah, you never home, and when you are, won't answer your phone or tell him I'm not home. You don't wanna be seen. Get your window and tap on your screen. And when you walk down the street, you don't see me, or don't be mad at me. What you trying to do? Are you trying to make me blue? Well, that's what you do. You, yeah, you're mad at me. I'm in the wrong.
doctor on the cheek. I'm begging you, down on my knees, won't you be my girl? Don't be mad at me. What you doing to me? Are you trying to make me see that I really love you?
That's pretty much like an appropriate title, because I bet a lot of people are mad at Dave the Rave, saying, you record geek, did you think anybody was going to figure out who did that mystery record? Well, in the late summer of 1964, that was the number 31 record on KEEL, 710 AM out of Shreveport, Louisiana, which is where the group happens to be from. The Mystery 45, a tune called You're Mad at Me. Yes, it's by John Fred. John Fred, who, of course, about 3 years later, he had a big hit record with Judy in Disguise with Glasses, but that was an early 45 from John Fred. Not his first 45. He had some other really cool 45s even before that. But once again, You're Mad at Me, John Fred, the mystery record, two winners and two winners only. First and foremost, Gary Mason. He's on a streak. He's on a roll right now, becoming the mystery oldie king out there. Gary Mason from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, congratulations to you. And also to Kevin Buxton from Campbellsport, Wisconsin, the two mystery oldie winners. They knew that that was an early 45. Once again, John Fred, the guy Judy in Disguise with Glasses guy, John Fred, and a tune called You're Mad at Me. Sound of the Kinks on Relics and Rarities.
Flies round.
Kinks from 1968 in Waterloo Sunset.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Find these records? Well, of course, add on the Soul Patrol from March 1969 on the Lori record label, the group called The Traces. And one of the co-writers of the song was a guy, I think some of you will know the name, Ernie Maresca. He was one of the co-writers. The Traces and a tune called What Am I to Do?
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
We got more.
Call the Rave for your fave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yeah.
Dave the Rave Sure Shot 45, and our second Sure Shot 45 of the show on the Dig, DYG record label, the disillusioned younger generation. And who do you think you're fooling? Well, I don't know. I'm going to try to fool some people, but I don't think I'm going to fool a lot of people, because I promised that this week the Mystery Oldie 45 would be relatively easy. Yes, yeah, some of you out there will be saying, Dave the Rave, that's too easy. But I want to give like some people who've never won before their opportunity to try to take a guess on that Mystery Oldie artist. You get one guess only. You can dial me up right now or after the show as well. I'll take some phone calls. 609-948-4487. Once again, that phone line, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Who is singing this next record as we play the Mystery Oldie game here on the Relics of Rarity Show? Spinning these cool 45s for you. That's my love. I love playing these records for you. Those hits and those 45s deserve that second chance on the radio. That's the Mystery Oldie 45, and that was a pretty big hit record, so we should have some, maybe some even new people taking a guess and being a winner. And of course, we're getting a lot of calls on this particular record, so if you end up in the overflow, definitely leave your name and phone number. I will call you back. 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or simply email me. And in the subject of your email, be sure to write Mystery Oldie. And that email address, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Who did that last record?
Dave the Rave, spinning the records you crave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 115,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
Oh,
Lewis says you gotta dig it. It's kind of like a rediscovery. I know I've played that record before, but I just kind of came across it and I said, I gotta play it one more time so people can rediscover that particular record there. Or Thea Barnes on the McKay's record label from 1962, later picked up by ABC Paramount Records and released in 1963. Or Thea Barnes in a tune called Same as Before. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
I love you, so you keep me guessing. You know I'm gonna wait, so you keep me waiting. One day I'll find the love that's true, and I won't be thinking about you. Now tell me how would you like it? How would you like it? How would you like a little payback of what you're dishing out? You found out I would be. You found out I would cry, so you keep me crying. One day you'll be crying too, and you can boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo till your face turns blue. Now tell me how would you like it? How would you like it? How would you like a little payback of what you're dishing out? When you don't give a sigh,
I'm not going to say that. No, you know what I'm talking about. The great Etta James in a tune called Payback. That's going to do it for my Relics Rarity Show. Yes, I've got to pack up my records. I got to head on home and make way for the next program. But man, I had a blast. I always have a blast. I love playing those cool hit records and so many great 45s that most people don't know. 45s that deserve that second chance, or as some people would say, that first chance on the radio. And your record geek, well, Dave the Rave with all the records you crave, you got a special lost 45, well, contact me. Dial me up at 609-948-4487, or you can always email me. If you're kind of shy, just send me an email. We'd love to get those emails. Let me know you're out there. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. Of course, archive shows and a chance to pick up a Relics and Rarities t-shirt at my website, www.davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.